bye for now.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. And we do have a couple of Echolink stations. We're going to let Echolink stations go first. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. This is November 4, Hotel Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylor's. Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net. I'll be negative, negative.
Good evening, Dave. Didn't realize you'd moved on. Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, Fred in Traveler's Rest, MY Island, November 4, India, Echo India, negative, negative, TR. Thank you.
W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, in Rio Grande, Ohio, negative and negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize N4HHC, that's Warren and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. And KW4TS, that's Jim, in Rio Grande, Ohio. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Be careful out there. And W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla and Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And that's all the Echolink stations we have for now, so we'll go ahead and proceed on to the RF section of the net. Tonight being, what is tonight, Monday? Yep, Monday night. We'll begin with Echo through Hotel. Stations with the first letter of the suffix they're called that begins with letters E through H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W, yep. 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Okay, make control like recognize W4FHJ. This is Gene in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations? Go through Hotel. Okay, Gene, it looks like you're going to have that group all to yourself. We'll go ahead and move on to India through Lima. Stations with the first letter, the suffix they're called, that begins with letters I through L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James, up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
4DJW. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Hope I'm sounding better tonight. You have a good evening, Dave, and everyone on the net. 7-3.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO, that's James up in Tuxedo. You're sounding good tonight, James. Appreciate you being with us. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's bringing with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. And yes, Larry, you're back to your normal voice again. You're not on the hand mic, on the handheld. Sounds good. Appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations? India through Lima. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter, the suffix they're called, that begins with letters M through P. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW? Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Today, JW. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike.
Walt and Inman, and thank God for the rain and the propagation we getting on 80 meters.
Yep. Well, this is for Oscar Tango Whiskey, James and Anderson. But no rest, hope it's sounding good tonight.
K4DJW. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She's praying with her KK4DMW. That's Rick. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. There in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Lorena. You're sounding good. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM. That's Walt, and he is in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. And KD4OTW, that's James. And James, every time I talk to you, it gets clearer and clearer, sounding better and better. Good to have you with us. That propagation is opening up. And K4OSH, that's Pat. You're sounding good from Malden tonight, Pat. Appreciate you being in here with us. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in WB4MOU. Rod and Pickens. And we'll be in and out.
Okay, Net Control, I recognize WB4MOU. That's Ron. Sounding good from Pickens tonight, Ron. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations, Mike through Papa? Okay, we'll go ahead now and move on to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters Q through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. And after you get done with everything else, I got a question for you. Thanks, sir.
DJW, Dave, if you would, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Romeo, Golf, X-ray. This is Carol in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Check in Kilo India 4 Tango Hotel Victor KI4 THV Danny Travelers Rest negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John and Inman. John, I'll be back to you with your question in just a minute. And KM4RGX. That's Carol and Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Carol. Hope all's going well with you. And my son, Danny, KI4THV, in Travelers Rest. You're sounding good tonight, Danny. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KN4RJN, go ahead with your question.
RJN, just questioning who's got the net Friday. I'm assuming that's you. Over.
I'm on there for Friday unless you want it. I'll give it to you if you want it.
Well, that's my anniversary, so I'm probably going to have plans.
Oh, well, yeah, you can't call a net on your anniversary. Yeah, I'll be picking it up Friday, I think. I don't know when the next time yours is scheduled. I do have it over here. I can pull it up. The next time you're scheduled is on, there you are, the 13th, because I have it the following Friday, too, March the 6th. Are you going to be around March the 6th, or you need me to pick it up?
I'll be with you for the 21st, but I can do March 6th if you'd like. I just can't do the 28th because if I do the net on my anniversary, it'll be the last one I have.
The last anniversary and the last net, probably. So, okay. Well, I can put you back on the 6th then if the 28th is the date for the anniversary. No problem. If that works for you, I've got me in there now though, but, if that works for you, I can put you down for the 6th.
Take that back. I can't take the 6th. I've got, the reason I switched with you is because of a previous commitment that I've almost forgotten about. So if you take the 6th and I'll pick it up on the 13th.
Sounds good. Status quo. Nothing changes. Very good, John. Appreciate you asking. Appreciate you getting that cleared up. I think we're on the same page. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to jump on up to the uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter, the suffix of their call that begins with the letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. Check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. I'm Shane, mobile, 85 north, no traffic, no table.
Vivian. 4X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative.
U4DJW. Dave, please check in Whiskey 1, Romeo Alpha Romeo, W1RAR, Rich in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. 10, Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve in Inman. And...
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4ZLK, that's Shane. He's mobile on 85 North. Shane, you sound good tonight. I want to make sure I get that in there. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being here. Be careful out there, mobile on 85 North. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. You're sounding good as well. W1RAR, that's Rich, who's got that audio dialed in really good tonight. Sounds good. And and Rich is in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rich. And KN4VWA, that's Stephen and Emin. And Steve, you said and then you let up off the mic. Did you have an and in there?
I was just going to add negative and negative. But is anyone else hearing the bleed over from somewhere?
What does it sound like?
A very, very, very scratchy call.
Anyone else hearing anything else in the radio signal?
N4ZLK.
What did it sound like, Shane? Okay, we got another station in there trying to check in. We're in the uniform through Zulu group. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W, it's somebody having a conversation in the... it almost sounds like they're doubling over on us.
Jonesy,
go ahead, Andy.
Tone squelching your radio for this repeater set at 88.5. Otherwise, you'll have to be picking up some of these other 610 machines.
That is very observant, Andy. That is a good point. If when we break the squelch, there's another radio station that's not strong enough to break the squelch, but they are strong enough to be there. You might be hearing them, Steve. Well, if I'm transmitting, then I'm breaking the squelch. So I don't know. Are you still hearing it, Steve?
Well, it's way, way, way up. I'm up to about a 12 now, and that blocked them off. So I just didn't have my squelch up high enough. Either that or I got echoes in my ears. Thank you guys for me interrupting. I'll get out of the way. K4BWA, listening, negative and negative.
Okay, well, nothing wrong with asking questions. That's one of the reasons we're here. Appreciate you doing that, Steve. Any other stations uniform through Zulu that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll go ahead now and move on to the patient group, the Alpha through Delta group. If the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with letters A through D and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Fox 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in the Honey of Path, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
JW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. David and Inman. I'll be negative, negative. Thanks.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KF4CKT. That's John in Honeypath. Sounding good tonight, John. N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. You're sounding good as well. And KO4AOW, that's David and Inman. I'm getting that call down pat now, David. It's starting. Those KO4 calls are starting to sink into my head. I'm starting to be able to say them consistently. It's taken me a little while. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Love to hear those new calls coming in. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. 10 Kilo November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Tocola, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks, Dave.
We make things legal. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. JI4LZI. Indy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round trouble, but for all you stations back over toward Inman and Spartanburg and that area, I would suggest that y'all run the 88.5 squelch tone on it for this repeater so that you won't be hearing those others when the propagation opens up.
W. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, KV4RV Ross, Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar, QTH is Taylor's. I will be negative and negative tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net. Hello to everybody on frequency.
DJW, please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Paris Mountain, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. So thank you for hosting the net, and 73 for everyone on this cold, rainy night.
Again, Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. And I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. W2MJB. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you.
4DJW. And all on the net. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, MTU, Richard. Slapped down and got a quick question. Hope somebody can help me.
Okay, that was a very good group. Net Control, like to recognize KN4SMK. That's Doug in Tocoa. You're sounding very good from Tocoa tonight, Doug. Appreciate you being here. And KI4LZI, that's Andy making it legal from Table Rock. Sounding good from Table Rock tonight, Andy. And yes, if you run that 88.5 tone, CTCS tone on your radio, then other 6-1 repeaters that take advantage of tropospheric ducting or in temperature inversions or all of that other stuff that's going to happen here pretty soon will be blocked out. You won't be hearing them. So just turn on CTCS for 88.5, or I think Yaesu calls it squelch tone or tone squelch, one of the two. They've all got a different name for it, but effectively it's an 88.5 tone. Turn that on, like Andy said, and you won't be hearing other noises in the middle of the night if you leave your radio on all night long like I do. KV4RV, that's Ross, who's in Taylor. Sounding good from Taylor's night, Ross. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. KE4JRK, that's John, Paris Mountain. Hope you're having some luck doing some following net control operators, John. Appreciate you being here. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. She's bringing with her W2MJB. That's Mark there in Simpsonville. You're sounding good tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. And KK4FTU, that's Richard in Slaptown, always in a good mood. Good to have you with us. Richard, appreciate you taking the time to be here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Oh, no, Richard's got a question. Richard, go ahead with your question.
In the group, KK4FTU, I need to know what's the best way to clean corrosive leakage from a battery in a remote or a radio or other device. I've got a remote that isn't that old, and I've already changed batteries a couple times in it and just changed them again and found some corrosion on the contacts. What's the best way to clean it?
Well, I'm sure there's got to be a lot of opinions about that. I have opinion of my own, but I'll let others join in there first and give you their opinion. Cleaning battery corrosion out of a remote rig, what's the best option?
DJW, KN4RJN.
Go ahead, John.
We had that problem with handhelds in the Army. We would always just take out a pencil eraser and rub it off of that.
That's a way to do it. Anyone else out there care to venture an opinion?
K4JBQ.
Now, here's a man that would know because he spent his time polishing metal. So he would know. I was hoping you would answer that. Larry, go ahead.
W4DJW, KK4JBQ returning. Yes, I have that problem frequently, and the best results I have found is certainly if you use alkaline batteries, you want to use a mild acid to clean off the corrosion and the chemical residue that's left from a battery leakage. That'll take care of that. Follow it with alcohol, at least 91% alcohol. That won't hurt the plastic surrounding the battery contact. And then just for good measure, follow that with a contact cleaner. And if you use those three substances to clean off the acid residue, and then with the alcohol, anything else that might be in the way, then follow the contact cleaner. It'll be better than it was in the beginning. And just to be safe, with alkaline batteries, especially certain types of batteries, certain brands of batteries, I will clean each of those, even with a new battery, clean each contact, negative and positive, with a contact cleaner. And put her in there and change them before you need to. Best I know, Dave. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Well, there you go. What's the acid that you choose? And is white vinegar a base or an acid?
Thought I'd mention that. White vinegar. That's the thing. White apple vinegar is what I use. And it is, of course, an acid. And your alkaline batteries is what you're trying to counteract, whatever leaks out of the batteries because of internal pressure as they discharge. KK4JBQ.
Okay, Larry, well, we appreciate that very much. Richard, does that answer your question?
He said, I appreciate all of the opinions and all of the help, so I will get some Q-tips and get some of those items and go to work on the remote for my TV. Sorry, but it's not. But it does affect radios occasionally that I have, so it is radio-specific also. I appreciate all the help. W4DJWKK4FTU, back to you.
All right, Richard. Well, before I became a ham, I was flying airplanes all the time, and Yaesu came out with a handheld receiver that had a band scope on the bottom of it, and it went up to the frequencies that I was flying on, and I got it. And before I became a ham, and I'd go out to the airfield, and I would look around, and I'd look at that band scope to see if there was anything on my frequency. That thing consequently sat around in a drawer for years on end, and it had that same problem. When I finally came across it looking for something else, and it had that same issue, and I went out there with the white vinegar. I didn't do everything that Larry said. I just put the white vinegar on it, and it sizzled up, kind of like putting peroxide on a cut. That's what it reminded me of. It sizzled up, and then when I rinsed everything out with water real good, and probably should have put some contact cleaner on it to keep the. But I think I did use alcohol to get rid of the water vapors. But nice shiny bright metal after that that acid neutralized that base. Anyway. Glad we could help there. And Larry, thanks for jumping in. John, you too. Thanks for jumping in. Cleaning it with a razor. I've heard of that too. That gets the gunk off at the end of it. Makes the metal bright and shiny again. Appreciate it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Oh, please check in. KK48 checks me. Earl and Travis Red Stop be negative and negative.
Control. KN4ZGA. Kilo November 4, Zulu Golf Alpha, mobile from Piedmont, and the name's Robert.
DJW. And KO4, CBW, Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Bravo Whiskey. I just got my call sign, it's my first time on the net, and I'm negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4HXB. That's Earl over in Travis Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Earl. You're sounding good. KN4ZGA, that's Robert in Malden. And he's mobile. Robert, who is mobile. Be careful out there, Robert, on the mobile. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And another KO call, KO4CBW. That's Tracy. He is in Balsam Grove, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Tracy. Hope all is going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with your brand new call, and congratulations on your ticket. Appreciate you being with us this evening. One more call all the way through the alphabet if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, check your microphones. We had a mic hung up there for a little while. Check your mic. Make sure you're not sitting on it because it did hang up there for a little while. Not sure who that was, but if you got a loose mic, check it out. Or if you got a cat walking around on your desktop with a desktop mic, make sure your cat didn't walk on it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Send W4, thanks, Gene.
Go ahead, Gene.
It is from Alkaline Batteries, Alkaline only, over.
Well, I'll let Larry answer that, but I don't think so. I think any of them are subject to leak. You know, I don't think mine were alkaline that I cleaned out that way, but we'll let Larry join in there and see what he says.
W4DJW, KK4JBQ. You know, Dave, I use Baofengs in remote locations as kind of like remote speakers. So if I come to the transmitting radio, I'm a little out of breath, that's why. Yes, what I had to say was particularly applicable to alkaline batteries because of their chemistry. Now, if it's a carbon zinc battery, you know, it's still going to work. Perhaps there won't be the chemical reaction as you suggested, like foaming, and that is the chemical reaction, which does some cleaning there and neutralizing of the thing that'll eat the plating off of the contacts. It's gone too far when you've eaten the plating off of the contacts. But then if you do have that and follow it with kind of a hard eraser, not a real soft one, but a kind of a hard eraser, that'll brighten up the metal. But it won't be plated metal any longer, of course. Now, if you're looking at nickel-cadmium batteries, rechargeable batteries, I'd still use the same the same procedure and just hope for the best. KK4JBQ.
Appreciate that, Larry. Gene, does that give you the answer you're looking for?
Yes, it did, David. Thank you a million. And the reason I was wondering, he said use a mild acid, and I can understand that was alkaline, but I was wondering about the other kind of batteries. I guess they are acid to start with, and it looks like you'd use a mild alkaline solution in that case, like baking powder, you know, water, a little bit of baking powder mixed in with water. That's what I've been using. A related situation, and this is just a little aside, and that's it. Another thing that I use a whole lot, not for the same purpose, but for cleaning contacts. You know, you don't want to use any kind of little something real abrasive, but I use a dollar bill because a dollar bill has a little bit of an abrasive characteristic to it. And I clean contacts, a lot of alarm panels. A key on it doesn't work, like the number 5, you hit that and it doesn't do anything. A lot of times I can clear that up with a just scraping a dollar bill, taking it apart, and over the contacts, just raking a dollar bill over it. That's all I got, and listen, thanks a million, and back to you, David. Over.
Okay, Gene, and I've heard the dollar bill thing before on points on a car. Right back in the day when they used to have points on, under the distributor cap. I had a cousin that used to like to take my distributor cap off of my 65 Mustang, and he'd write on the end of them with a lead pencil, and your engine's not going to start after that. And so I'd get out there with a dollar bill, and I'd drag it across the points, and it would clean all that lead off of it, Gene. So same principle. Anyway, appreciate you asking the question, Gene. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hold, please copy. KN4GZX, Kilo November 4, Golf Zulu X-ray, John Mobile, Spartanburg.
DJW, recheck. KK4JPQ.
Okay, let me recognize this one, Larry, and I'll be right back to you. Next, I'd like to recognize KN4GZX. That's John, Mobile in Spartanburg. Okay, be careful out there on the mobile. John, do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Go ahead, Larry.
I just have to say, your cousin just one mean fella to put lead pencil on the contacts in your distributor. The dollar bill thing, that just brought to mind something that I've heard also, just to make it a little more applicable to our hobby. You can clean the contacts on a Morris key with that. And usually those are plated in silver, a very thin plating, and silver does oxidize. But it's all surface oxidation. It can stand for a while, and they'll be black if you look at them. But just drag a dollar bill through it three or four times through the contacts. Just close the contacts on the bill, and it'll clean up your CW key. KK4JBQ.
We just learned all kind of good tips tonight. Appreciate you throwing that out there, Larry. Good deal. Appreciate it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hello, David.
And there's Buddy. Haven't heard you in a while, Buddy. Good to hear you on the air again. Net Control like to recognize KA4END, Buddy and Taylor. You're sounding just like your old self, Buddy. You don't sound like you changed a bit. Good to hear you back on the radio. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, Net Control Act recognized W4IYI. That's Robert from Rock Hill. You're sounding good from Rock Hill tonight, Robert. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. One last call because I want to make 40. We're at 39 right now. Just need one more check-in.
For DJW. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry up in Candler. I can't remember if I checked in earlier or not. Dave, if I didn't, you're good. And if I did, you're still working on 40. So, 7-3, thanks.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. Harry, you have not checked in. Thankfully, I've got a search box. I can put your call in to see if you've already checked in. Put your call in there and you haven't checked in yet, so we can rest assured we're at 40 now. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Harry from Chandler, you're sounding good. And I am going to have to shut it down because I do have a work issue going on. I need to get back to work. I'll be calling the net again tomorrow night. So if you're getting tired of hearing me on the radio, raise your hand, volunteer, and you won't have to hear me two nights in a row going forward. If somebody fills in one of these slots, but I'll be back here tomorrow night. W4NYK, repeater, are you ready to copy my net report? Please copy my message number 410, routine abbreviated from W4DJW2W4NYK. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for February the 24th, QNI was 40. QTC is 1, break, sign it, W4DJW, how copy? Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.